The 2020 census deadline is less than a week away. Several counties in southwest Colorado's self-reporting numbers for the census are slightly above the numbers taken 10 years ago, but some are falling behind. Mary Jo Coulihan is the executive director of the Pagosa Springs Area Chamber of Commerce. She says these numbers need to be accurate to better assist communities across the region.
Most of our counties in southwest Colorado are doing pretty well. Montezuma County, Dolores County, La Plata County are ahead of their numbers in 2010. Archuleta County and San Juan Counties are, Archuleta County's right at their 2010 numbers, and San Juan County's a little bit behind. You know, most of our counties have grown, and we need to take that into account and really be counted so that we can receive the services that we so desperately need.
San Juan County, New Mexico is currently down nearly 10% in self-response numbers from 2010. According to the Census Bureau, results from the census help determine how billions of dollars in federal funding flow into states and communities each year, including health clinics, fire departments, schools, even roads and highways. Heather Otter is the Economic Development Project Manager for Region 9 District. Some of the resistance that Otter has heard of why people don't fill out the census is for security reasons, which Otter says the census data is legally protected.
Being afraid to, or maybe just resistant to, provide that data, I would ask people to consider their smartphones that they carry around in their pockets all day. There's data being collected about you, much of it that you may not even know about. So with census data, there's a legal framework under which that data is protected and comes with that backbone behind it.
The United States Census Bureau is a nonpartisan government agency that provides population data every 10 years, in which lawmakers, business owners, teachers, and others use to provide daily services and support for area communities. Otter says that a concern from previous data collecting were from citizens who were undocumented that were worried about their safety.
There is not a citizenship question on the census. And in fact, that is not even part of the purpose of collecting census data. It's not about whether you're a citizen. It's really about understanding how the population is made up across our country, in our communities, every 10 years. So if you live in a community, it's really important to be counted.
This year marks the 24th time that the country has counted its population since 1790, and one of the few times that it's been taken during a global pandemic. Coulihan says that navigating data collecting in times of COVID-19 may affect some of the numbers and the resources in which some of the residents fill out their information.
There's some people that need assistance. Some of our seniors aren't that comfortable with the computer maybe and filling it out. So some of our services, such as the libraries and the senior centers, who could have helped people, those were closed. And so then time just went by and they just didn't do it.
In rural areas of southwest Colorado, where accessibility to the internet may be challenging, Otter says that for those that cannot fill out the census online, there are other options.
While there's the opportunity to respond online, sometimes people don't have great internet service. And so I would say call it in. Call it in. It's 844-330-2020. You can respond by phone.
Also included in the census data is the Native American population. According to census data so far, nearly 50% of Southern Ute tribal members have self-responded. Otter says that the census has been working with indigenous populations to help increase their reporting.
The census has specific employees that work directly with our tribes to ensure that the count happening there is robust.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.